Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If only we could talk about the things that we want to talk about on this pod. If only. Our ratings would be through the roof. Are my headphones not working? Here we go.
I got them to work. Does it count as them's the break? Does them's the breaks just encompass
any time you're not on the
mic? Yeah, encompass everything in the space-time continuum outside of the time that you're on a microphone.
So I wasn't 100% sure that I wanted to do a bonus pod tonight, but then I thought to myself,
guess what? It grows the economy, benefits everybody, hurts nobody.
Come on. That's my current favorite TikTok sound with a bullet. I mean, it's so funny every time I see it. So if you're not on TikTok, people will find sounds like that and like do a little skit to it. And a lot of times it's like me whenever I buy the one I sent you the other day. It was like me whenever I buy fast food right after I go grocery shopping.
Yeah. Anytime you decide to go for the large, right? Instead of the small or the medium.
Guess what? Grows the economy.
I'm at the drive-thru talking to the employee like, this just goes to the economy. Helps everyone.
Helps everyone.
Guess what? It grows the economy. Benefits everybody. Hurts nobody.
You know what? I should have grabbed this earlier, but I'm going to try
goes,
to find...
It goes the economy.
Oh, I want to play this other Biden sound that I have saved on here because it's so good. Give me one second. Okay. So it starts with this guy going, the man is far from perfect, but you can't disagree with this, talking about Joe Biden.
Straight facts here.
My fellow Americans, we got a number one victory.
Oh,
yes,
no.
10 kills on board right now, just wiped out the tomato.
The song.
It showed Bernie at the inauguration. Anyway, I love TikTok. It makes me very, very happy.
Do you remember when Bernie was at the inauguration and everyone went crazy?
Yeah.
Because he dared to wear like mittens and a sweater.
Yeah, let's talk about the dark side of that meme.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So the meme came out and it's Bernie in his what is that called? Like an
parka?
Yeah, but it's a certain
a fleece,
kind. It starts with an A. I'll think of it at 11 o'clock tonight. I want to say an aardvark coat, but that's 100% not what it is.
Antarctica coat.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Antarctica coat.
So he's sitting there and he's slumped in his chair and he's got his mittens on and he looks absolutely miserable because he's Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And so everyone starts memeing it and it was funny for about a half hour. I remember seeing something on Twitter and thinking, this is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life. And then 45 minutes later, it's like, guys, you gotta chill with Bernie.
I think I was with you at the exact moment that you flipped, and it was very funny because you were like, I really like this one, and then you like clicked on another one and you were like, all right, I've had it.
Yeah, because they just got stupid. Then it's like, here he is on the moon, he's sitting on the chair and he's on the freaking moon. Can you guys believe this?
Well, then the brands
like,
got
no,
a hold of it.
Yeah, they ruin everything.
Quiznos, which I don't even think Quiznos exists anymore, but they were like, you know, they would post a picture of Bernie at Quiznos, and it's like, when you're waiting for your sandwich,
exactly.
And it's like, come on.
You have ruined everything that we like, you stupid brands. I want to follow up on brands in a second here. But then the dark side of that meme was all of the like Elizabeth Warren liberals were like, wow, here it is. The perfect example of how Bernie Sanders is a sexist. He can't even wear something nice and sit up straight in his chair whenever the first ever vice president of the United States is being inaugurated.
Yeah, that was the certain like that that type of like, I don't want to say feminist because that makes
it
sound like
feminism.
I'm, but
it's,
you know what I mean.
It's hating Bernieism.
Yes, that type of person, but who couches that behind. Like, well, I'm just being feminist by pointing out that he showed up the first, you know, woman vice president by, you know, he couldn't even wear like a tuxedo to the event. And it's like he's 90 years old.
This is a microaggression on a huge scale, actually. You can't even classify this as micro anymore. Look at the way he's slumped down in his chair. Like, y'all chill. You're not being a feminist. You're just being a huge drip.
He's 70 years old. It was like 45 degrees that day.
He was cold and he has one coat, okay? Yeah, let the man live.
He's worn that coat before. And remember, that was, I think, the same coat that got him in a bunch of trouble because it's like a $110 coat and people are like, wow.
I'm going to have to look up what kind of coat that is. Give
me
a second here.
Very socialism.
I think it's an anorak coat.
I'll vamp and I will bring up. Were you...
It is an anorak coat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Nice.
It's just like a style of coat.
I've never heard of that before. I'm impressed.
I have one that's kind of like it, so that's how I knew it.
I clearly
didn't know it. Go ahead.
Did you ever see the Gator tweet from like 4 or 5 years ago? That was big on Twitter. Remember when that little boy got like eaten at Disney World by an alligator?
We just talked about this on the DGS today. How weird
is that? Did you really?
That is
strange.
I think Dave brought it up.
That is weird. Yeah, this woman tweeted, and it went like super viral. She tweeted, I'm so done with white men's entitlement lately that I don't even care that a baby got eaten because his dad didn't read the signs. And people were like,
whoa.
People were like, oh my gosh.
I'm sure she was trying to joke, but sometimes we need, you know, at times we need to pause and say, is it worth it?
Maybe
it's probably not worth it.
Maybe don't.
That's the kind of thing to say to your friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's something we could say when the mics were not on and we could make each other laugh. And, like, maybe we're just being terrible for one split second in time. But when you record it, it becomes harder and harder to explain those kind of things as time goes on. So, I actually interacted with someone on Twitter the other day who I hadn't talked with in a long time. It was a listener. And I was like, oh, I haven't heard from them. And I went back and I was looking through some of their tweets. Now this is just making me sound like a giant creep, but I had talked to them a lot in like 2018, and seeing what I had written and not remembering the conversation, I was like, oh, don't like this. Like, I didn't say anything I regretted, but it was weird.
But you didn't like not remembering, like, who said that? Oh, it was
exactly.
Me.
Exactly. That was a little bit strange. Since we were talking about the brands, and by the way, I think Quiznos is absolute trash. I don't think you can classify it as food. Their sauces are so disgusting, and then the chicken and stuff is like rubbery. I've just never been a fan.
I agree, but if anybody from Quiznos would like to sponsor this podcast,
yeah, that's true. We could change our
feel
minds.
Free.
Maybe they have some new items on the menu.
I'm an open-minded guy.
I did actually like now that you're bringing that up. I did like their drinks. They had like a good like lemonade and tea machine in the one in Alton, which that was the only way I could salvage the meals whenever like my boyfriend and I would go there to eat. But all the time he would say, what do you want to eat today? And I'd say, anything but Quiznos. That was kind of my catchphrase. Anything but Quiznos. But okay, so brands ruin everything. But what about the brand who has kind of gotten off scot-free? The Cinnamon Toast Crunch Shrimp guy. Have you checked in on this at all?
I haven't, but I was actually just thinking about this. I bought some Cinnamon Toast Crunch the other day. I bought some at the gas station to have as a little snack
here. Brave of you.
And I thought that. I was like, man, because I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch a lot, but I was like, am I going to have the stomach for this? Am I going to spend the entire time I'm enjoying my nice little snacky snack? Am I going to be obsessed with whether I'm eating shrimp tails?
From what I understand, this man has just gone away.
That's good. Jensen Karp.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was trying to find him on Twitter. Let's look him up. Jensen Karp. I think he might have deleted his account.
That would be the smart thing for him to do, because as you recall, for those who don't recall, the very brief version is that this guy who's like verified on Twitter already.
He found the shrimp tails.
He found what he claims were shrimp tails, and then he also claims to have found like mouse droppings.
Dental floss.
Yeah, and he just kept going.
Throwing crap
it just
in
kept,
there.
He found a gun. Like he just kept pulling things out like a mint condition Michael Jordan baseball card.
Yeah, it's like when you go fishing and you get the boot at the bottom of the ocean. He's like, what the heck?
And he actually pulled someone telling the story of finding a boot out of the box. He was like, wow, there's a whole person in here. So he just kept finding more and more things in there and insisting it was real. And
going hard at Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It wasn't like, okay, here's the really weird part. The guy's married to Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Yeah, that broke the internet when everybody found out about that.
And they're like avowed Cinnamon Toast Crunch fans.
Mm-hmm.
Topanga had done like sponsored content for Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the past, and this guy had tweeted about it a bunch. So then when he found the shrimp tails, he tweeted at Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and they didn't do like exactly what he thought they should do right away. And he just started going in and was posting all of their DMs and saying like, this is so crazy. Well, clearly you want me to die. So blah, blah, blah. And he was just a big old baby online about it. And I'm following it like, at first I believed him, and then I didn't know who to believe because the story was getting more ridiculous. And then it turns out he's like a serial abuser.
Yeah, more and more women, like just a dozen almost women, just sort of came out of the Twitter woodwork and were like, yeah, I think this guy's probably lying because all he ever did was lie to me. And then when Cinnamon Toast Crunch was like, well, we really need to investigate this because, you know, we could get sued for billions or hurt people.
Yeah, and
because
we want to fix the mistake.
Yeah, we have people out
Tony
there.
Tony Colombo's
have
allergic to shellfish.
Exactly.
This could have killed him.
It could have. And so they're like, we don't want to kill Tony Colombo. They said that in the DM to him. They said, we don't want to kill Tony Colombo, the only man alive with a shrimp allergy. So please, like, can you give us some of the, and we can take it and sample it and figure out. And he's like, oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
You would love to just bury me on this Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You think I'll play right into your trap.
Yeah, so then he took it to an independent lab, which I get that celebrities probably have more resources than I do. But if someone said, hey, take this Cinnamon Toast Crunch to a lab to get it tested for shrimp.
Take it to the crunch lab.
I would have no clue where to start. Like, I don't even know what I would necessarily type into Google.
I talked to a cinnamon expert about this, and he told me that there should not be shrimp in cinnamon. And then, that just sort of like, it just sort of fizzled out. It was all anybody wanted to talk about for 2 days. Oh, do you have an update?
Well, here's my update, is there's no update. So I wanted an update, and I would periodically check his Twitter. And I checked as recently as like a week and a half ago, and he was still there, I feel like. Maybe it was a little longer than that, but I was checking on old Jensen. His account appears to be gone. So this guy just, he wanted all the clout, and then it went south real, real quick.
But you know what people were saying? Now I'm just going in on this guy. People were saying that was like, that's his thing, though. That's the typical of this particular guy, is that he thought he'd just get all the attention and no one would call him on all his BS.
I don't like it. To me, that seems so stressful, like to be the Cinnamon Toast Crunch person, and then you have to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the IHOP girl right now, IHOP, Adam Sandler girl. Did you see that?
Very, very vaguely, but I don't really.
So she was working at IHOP. Everyone's wearing a mask. Adam Sandler comes in, asks for a table. She tells him it's going to be a 30-minute wait because she didn't know it was Adam Sandler. They were watching security footage later, and they figure it out. And then she made a TikTok about it. It was like, oh, that's funny. Like, Adam Sandler was so nice about that.
And then she didn't know it was Adam Sandler.
Exactly.
It's really funny. She would have, like, gone over to a table and, like, ripped the tablecloth off.
Right. Well, that's how
everybody's, get out of here. Adam needs this.
Well, it was so confusing because everyone was acting like, oh, my gosh. First of all, I bet your face is red, girly. Like, I mean, if they're busy, they're busy. They're not going to create a new table.
Yeah.
It's not like a Capital Grill where they might actually have, like, a table in the back they can bring out. Like, it's a freaking IHOP.
Yeah.
Like, unless you did usher someone out of their seats, it's probably not going to happen.
But she sees what you get.
But then they were like, Adam Sandler is such an angel. He didn't even make a big deal. As if this means, I mean, he's in IHOP.
It's
he
IHOP.
He doesn't care. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to do, be like, you're really going to turn down Happy Gilmore when he wants to get his stack of pancakes. Like,
you'll never work in this town again.
Exactly. Like, why are we rewarding him for just doing an extremely normal thing, which is choosing not to wait 30 minutes for IHOP? Because let's face it, it's not that good. So Adam Sandler responded, and he was like, I just want to wait. I can't do an impression of him. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you're doing like the old, like the, I just want to wait. The like old goofy Adam Sandler.
Yeah. So now, apparently, and I'm saying apparently because I refuse to click on it, but I will talk about it on the podcast, but I refuse to click on this. Apparently, they have reunited and they've done a TikTok together. But to me, the pressure of hey, you're reuniting with Adam Sandler. It better be somewhat entertaining, or else
this better
haters,
be worth the payoff.
Yeah, or else haters like Rachel Zimmerman are going to go, just shut up. What are you doing? What is life? You realize there's a gas shortage. You realize people are dying of COVID in India right now. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and shame Adam Sandler for even going. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
Wow. Really?
Eating indoors?
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. No outdoor seating, I guess.
So, exactly. So, yeah.
My brother.
Negative there. I apologize for that.
My brother could have gone viral. He had an encounter like that with Adam Sandler.
What happened? I had an encounter with your brother. We could tell that story, too, this.
My brother was working at Borders Bookstore before they went belly up, and he hated his... Every company he works for ends with him. Like, he works there. There was also, like, a big jewelry company he worked for that, like, died while
That's
he was working there.
Crazy.
I'm sure there's no three line there. But Adam Sandler came in and, like, bought a whole bunch of books. It was around Christmas time. And he brought the books up and paid for them. And Eric wasn't thinking, and he was like, Merry Christmas. And Adam Sandler just kind of looked at him and was like, really? And Eric was like, oh, yeah.
That's funny. That's cute, though.
Yeah, I thought it was
very funny. Especially because, like, you guys look like you could be Jewish. Mm-hmm. So he was probably, like, extra, like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Okay, so my story about randomly running into Andrew's brothers when I was in Denver, I went to the Stanley Hotel for a tour with my friend and her boyfriend, and I was in the basement of the Stanley Hotel, and I see that I've never spoken to your brother in real life. We follow each other on Instagram now, but at the time, I had never had any sort of contact with him, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Andrew's brother. Just because I recognize his face from, you know, Facebook and stuff. And I texted you. I'm like, I think your brother is here. And you're like, you're crazy, girl. Like,
no,
are you talking about?
You can tell the truth. I went absolutely in.
You realize my brother lives in L.A.,
I was like,
right?
Well, you know where he lives. You know he lives in Los Angeles. You know that this man is not wandering around. And I was like, oh, and also, don't you think of my own brother? Like, why would I know this? Well, don't you think my own brother was on vacation in Colorado? You don't think I would know about this, okay? So
he's, like,
you just
shaming me. Like, you've clearly partaken far too much since you've landed in a state.
Wow. So you go on one vacation and suddenly it's main character syndrome for Rachel. You just see, so I like, and you're like, all right, well,
okay,
I mean,
must
you're
that
like
be him?
You're like, I don't know, kind of looked like him. And I was like, watch me prove it then. And so I texted him and I was like, get this, are you in Colorado? And he's like, yep, I'm at the Shining Hotel. And I was like, oh
yeah. And then my friend's boyfriend at the time was like friends with him in high school, so they like met up and talked. It was just one of those surreal things. I've seen people on vacation before. When I was a little kid, we were in vacation to, I guess it was Branson, which I guess it's not that weird if you live in southern Illinois. Branson's a pretty common vacation spot.
Like 2-3 hours.
Yeah, but
I certainly went.
We went to like a Bass Pro Shop or something for some reason, and I saw my classmate Elizabeth there with her family, and it was just like, what's up? What are you doing here?
I went and saw just a movie with my parents when I was like 12, and I saw a guy that I was in school with. I didn't really know him. I was also in Boy Scouts with him, and I like went over and like, I was like, hey. And he was like, oh, hi. And I was like, what's up? And he's like, I'm just here to see the movie. I'm like, yeah, you go watch the movie. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I'm just here to see the movie. And then I was like, I think I said something really insane because he was kind of like a rough around the edges kid. So I said something really insane. Like, I was like, yeah, I had thought you'd be here because of all the violence that's in the movie. And he was like,
I'm surprised that your parents can afford to take you to the movies, but good for them.
And this 12-year-old was like, oh, I don't know what that means. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just mean, yeah, I'm gonna go see this movie,
yeah,
too.
I just mean, like, you seem disturbed.
And I'm still sitting there, and he's just looking at me like,
this is not like my story at all, Andrew. Mine is about seeing people on vacation, and yours is about insulting your classmate.
Mine's about that now when I see people I know out in public, unless I know them very well, I don't even approach them.
Yeah.
And I think that this is why.
Man, that's the best part about masks is I tend to, I don't want to out myself here, but there have been several times where I've seen people and I'm like, well, I definitely know who that is, but I have a pretty good cover story for not saying hello if I don't want to. So
I didn't even, the mask is like around their chin and you're like, I didn't even recognize you with
that
thing on.
I thought
you
had a chin strap beard.
These silly things, I don't even know. I think you've said on the air before, you have also gotten into the same habit that I kind of have where you're like talking to yourself under your mask.
Oh, it's bad.
I'm afraid to re-enter society. I'm sick of wearing masks, but I'm gonna need them to be a thing forever because I can't go back. I can't go back to walking around Target,
dude,
not like muttering under my breath at all times.
You can't see a sweater without going, "Oh, that's cute."
Oh wow, look at that.
I do exactly.
I bet that would fit
I'm like
me.
That, and I'm like, "Oh no, that's not gonna work. That's not really my shade of purple."
Walking past the graphic tees at the men's section at Target, being like, I would never wear something with an egg on it.
No,
or whatever.
I'm like, oh, this is good. Oh, it's cropped. I'm never going to wear that. And the people around me are just like, please stop, you freak.
Looking around and saying like $9 for flip-flops. That's a bit much, don't you think? And then when someone responds, I'm like, oh, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, I was just having a conversation with myself.
I was talking to my mask.
Please chill.
It's a part of me.
I wanted to ask you before... Before we go, by the way, we're recording this on Wednesday night. I think it's going to go out tomorrow. I think the DGS is going to be a little short tomorrow, so I wanted to have something in the can for the podcast listeners. I wanted to ask, did you watch Elon Musk on SNL? Because just to catch everyone up, in case you didn't know, Andrew hates Elon Musk. Like, I don't love him. I don't even like him, but I don't hate him. Well, I kind of hate him after SNL because he sucked. That's so mean. I'm trying not to talk like that anymore. I regret saying that.
Get him. Take him down.
He was not very good.
He's the richest man in the world. But, it's okay to say he's not very
so
funny on SNL.
So here's an example of how much he hates him. Yeah. So did you watch it?
I watched enough of it to know... The dealio. I saw the god awful Wario sketch starring Grimes, who he let out of the house.
She does give off that vibe though.
She kind of gives off that vibe. Did you see her weird tattoo she got?
Yeah, the alien scars.
That made me mad too. It's like, ugh, come on. Like,
they're just a couple of weirdos.
Yeah, like, it's okay to be weird. Like, I don't have a problem being weird, but it's like, focus on your newborn child. Don't go get alien scar tattoos.
It's okay to be weird, but when your whole thing is like, isn't this weird? Then I'm a little tired, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if she just had alien scars tattoos, and then we found out about it later. It'd be like, that's strange. Interesting. But instead she's like, it took all day, but they got my whole back.
Notify my publicist.
What?
I don't know. She sings weird.
I know one Grimes song because it was on Girls. All right. Anyway. Pointless.
But no, it was... I followed it because we are, of course, both heavily, heavily invested. Our entire financial futures are riding upon the success of Dogecoin. And it was spiking ahead of that because it was expected that he would go on and be like...
It was at like 85, not 85, but it was at like 80 cents.
Yeah, it was almost up to 80, and he was like, yeah. And then he walks out and is like... So the funny thing about Dogecoin, it's like a big scam, right? It's like a big scam thing.
Hilarious, Elon.
And you can, people were posting screenshots of it. You can see literally the second that SNL started to drop,
I was watching it in real time, and it was a giant bummer. And now, right now, as of Wednesday night, I feel like it's at 41 cents.
It was around 41 when I looked early.
43. We're doing a bit better.
Rather than checking it like once every 10 minutes like I was, now it's up to like once a day or so. And I look at it and I go, huh.
I pumped in some money. Okay, I spent like $25 more before SNL. But to me, I don't like to gamble. I don't like to, you know... I can afford $25, but I don't want to just throw it in the trash. I'm pretty conservative with my money. Andrew, you were talking about buying like a lot of... you didn't bet, right?
No, I didn't, but I still might, honestly.
All right, as long as Elon keeps his mouth shut.
I don't know. I still think it could go... I mean, total clown business when I'm watching you look at your Robinhood app and everything is in the deep and dark and solid red. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. know. I might put some more in.
Nowhere to go but up.
Hey, zero minus a million is still zero.
You know what? Honestly, go for it.
Guess what? It grows the economy. Benefits everybody. Hurts nobody.
Do we know what he was talking about and why he was so mad?
Let's look it up.
Who dared to call him on this? That he's like, hey, guess, because he wanted to say stupid so bad.
He is always angry, and it's honestly, I'm kind of into it. Like the fact that he's always like, hurts nobody. I'm like, yeah. I like how unstable you seem right now. Like, it's kind of fun. It kind of, you know, reminds me of about 6 months ago.
It was a look fat moment. Like, he wanted so badly fat. To be like, look fat. It goes to the economy.
TikTok. I would love to just listen to him and Trump. Like, you're not allowed to yell, but you're allowed to get like, you're allowed to almost yell like that. Like, just sit down and have a conversation without a moderator. Like, I don't actually want this. It would probably be so stressful that my hair would fall out. But it's fun to think about because both of them, they just say things that sound extremely funny.
Presidential debate, but you're allowed to call each other names.
I don't know what he was talking about.
He's allowed to say look fat to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is allowed to call him, you know, whatever. Well, I can't even
see the
I can't say the first things that would come to mind.
I know. So the tricky thing whenever you Google the current president and then the word economy, like the TikTok sound is actually not it's actually not the number one priority on Google, which is shocking. I mean, to me, that's the most important thing you could
Google,
be looking for.
You know what? Google really needs a Rachel plugin.
Yeah, it's exactly.
So that we can really filter out from the we can filter out the necessary parts.
Right. Number one victory royale. Yeah, Fortnite, we're about to get down. 2 kills on the board right now.
Okay.
Just swiped out Tomato Town.
It goes to the economy. Again, even that, if you Google it goes to the economy.
Yeah, they're like, here's all of the bills that are being worked on right now. All right, did you have anything you wanted to talk about on the pod today? It's okay if not. I sprung it on you last minute.
Yeah, it was a busy day today. I didn't get a lot of thinking done. I try not to think if I can avoid it during the day.
I understand. I'm very mentally tired. I would like to speak to the pod listeners quickly. If you're still with us, I appreciate you. I want to do some more, like, I don't want to say we got like super deep in the beginning, but I feel like there was maybe a different kind of energy that I would like to have back. But I have been in a weird mood in a weird place the last two times that we've recorded. So I'm not trying to be like, it's going to be better, because I know it was probably like fine to listen to if you like listening to me and Andrew. It's pretty typical conversation, but I want to do like some more substantial content than just talking about TikTok and Cinnamon Toast Shrimp. But this is just what we felt like doing today. Hopefully this podcast is a little bit like the DGS. Like, sometimes it's just silly and funny, and other times we get into more like serious stuff, or not serious, but just like thought-provoking and have some good conversations.
Yeah, we got to go over like our mindfulness habits and things. The things that we're...
Yeah, that's what we should talk about next time we do this.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Maybe I should meditate next time before I do the pod, because I'm feeling a little, I don't know, I've been feeling weird lately. Like, we don't need to get super into this, but I do have some mental health issues, and for whatever reason, the past like week or 2 weeks, it's just been really hard. There's nothing that I can point at, because it's nothing external. It's not like, oh, it's this, so this is why I'm feeling, it's just I feel weird inside myself. So I've really been struggling with like negativity. if you'll notice, I was catching myself and going like, I don't want to say that, I don't want to be like that. I know we're just having fun, but like in general, I have to watch myself so I don't go down like bad paths to where I'm just being super negative. You know, that's hard. Why are you smiling?
Because when you did that earlier, I was like, no, be more negative. Get him. Go after him. Be meaner. Come on. What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. You're like, get it. Be worse. Be worse. I mean, we're just having fun. I take things like that way too seriously. Now the podcast listeners are getting a real taste of Rach off the air. Whenever I'm like telling Andrew, like, I'm having a hard time, bro. I'm just going to ramble for a second here. Probably getting a little too personal and a little too deep. But yeah, I think everyone goes through periods like that where you're just like, man, what's going on with me? What's wrong with me?
It's hard not to take things too seriously. You know, it's a real challenge. It's hard to sort of turn that off once it gets started as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that everybody can relate to.
Yeah. I feel like the faucet got turned on recently and I'm like struggling to turn it back off. But at least I know where I'm at, you know. And I know it'll pass. But sometimes it's just rough. Like sometimes you're just overthinking stuff and feel weird, feel outside of yourself, feel negative. You do all the things that you've learned to ground yourself and they kind of don't work. Like they work and then they don't. So it's just rough out there, man. But we're all learning together. So hopefully it's cool. But yeah, anyway, I just wanted to say, like, I appreciate everyone who listens to the podcast. I get so many nice emails and stuff about it and nice tweets. And it makes me feel like a million Dogecoins.
Which soon
plug
will...
It. Gotta plug it. Buy them up, baby.
Which soon will be worth about 85 cents. 1 million Dogecoins equals...
You guys got me feeling like a crisp Abe Lincoln. Does anyone call a $5 bill that?
We can.
Do you remember...
Who's stopping us?
Do you like the Lonely Island? Of course you do.
God,
of course you do.
What are you talking about?
Lazy Sunday.
Yes.
One of my favorite parts is whenever they're getting out their $10 bills and they're like, it's all about the Hamiltons, baby. It's so cute.
You gave Sue the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. She was very excited to walk into the studio and find it sitting in front
of
her.
Yeah, she texted me about it earlier.
And she started singing, it's the chronic, what? Calls
oh,
of Narnia.
That's so cute.
And she said, that's the only thing I know about this book. And I was like, well.
It's exactly like that.
I was like, they're not super related.
It's the chronic, what? Man, that dude, let me just geek out for 1 second and then we'll stop. Again, this is all over the place, but that's okay. I remember specifically that. I remember seeing that air live on SNL and being like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I always loved Andy Samberg from the beginning. I love Chris Parnell. I still think he's one of the best cast members that's ever been on SNL. But a podcast I really love is called Harmontown with Dan Harmon, the guy who developed like Rick and Morty and Community. I think we have a couple listeners who are into that. And he had Will Forte and Jason Sudeikis on for an episode. Did you ever hear that one?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites.
They talked about specifically that episode, and it was so iconic. It was like... And now I can't remember any of the other sketches that were on it, but it was the Christmas episode, and they named off all of these iconic sketches that aired together.
Was the Spelling Bee sketch, was that from that same episode?
It was. It was Will Forte's Spelling Bee. And then I think there was something like they did the A-holes that was like Kristen Wiig and Jason Sudeikis. I think it was like the premiere of that, and there was one other like really iconic thing. And you compare that with Elon Musk being on last Saturday.
Oh,
and
man,
it was
I didn't even make that connection. Oh, like, now I'm sad.
But you know what? That's another reason to love SNL is like sometimes it's so good.
It ebbs and flows.
Exactly.
You know, even, you know, people think about like the legendary years, but no one talks about like, you know, SNL in 1992. Like there's ups and downs.
I challenge you to go back to the 1975 season of SNL and try to find two sketches in a row that are funny. Like a lot of the things that we think are funny back then are because they're iconic.
That's the other thing. There are being very, you know, liberal with it, there are 100 legendary SNL sketches.
Yeah.
There are like 15 a week, and it's
exactly.
on every single week.
Exactly. So I had to...
for 50 years.
I got to cut Elon a little bit of slack. He was just a bad host. I mean, he wasn't supposed to be good. He's a billionaire weirdo.
He was supposed to make people
watch
like, it.
Who like forced his way into it. Right. Exactly. And the writing was so bad. But the writing's bad a lot. But it'll come back, and there will be an episode that's really fun, and it'll make me so glad that I still turn it on and watch it. So hopefully, if you're ever listening to this and you think it totally sucks, you'll give us another chance because it just might be funny next time.
I blame what's his name, and
Colin Jost.
Thank you. Once I started saying I blame, I was like, I don't even remember this fool's name.
This is when I can really go ham and not feel bad.
Mm.
This
mm.
He's terrible.
Take him out.
He shouldn't be on the weekend.
Take him out. No scope.
He shouldn't be on the Weekend Update stage because he's bad. And then for some reason, he married Scarlett Johansson just to like rub it in my face that his life is so much better than
well,
mine.
She's not gay.
I'm not into women, but it's Scarlett Johansson. He does not deserve her.
She's a pain in the ass too, though. She's her own kind of pain in the ass.
She's like an iconic beauty, and it's just ridiculous that the dork writer from SNL got to marry her. It's just not okay. Anyway, trying to be better. promise to be more positive in the future. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Maybe we'll do another one very, very soon. Hopefully we can. Hopefully we can find studio time. And okay, I'm just going to wrap this up. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.